Imagine waking up one day to realize that most of your suffering comes not from external circumstances, but from invisible agreements you've made with yourself. What if your perception of reality was actually a dream, one that you could change? This revolutionary premise forms the heart of the Four Agreements, drawing from ancient Toltec wisdom that has endured for thousands of years. The Toltec weren't just an ancient civilization in southern Mexico. They were spiritual scientists who developed profound insights into human consciousness at Teotihuacan, the place where men become gods. What makes these teachings so powerful today is their remarkable simplicity and universal application. They transcend religious boundaries and cultural differences, speaking directly to the human tendency to create suffering through our perceptions and beliefs. Whether you're struggling with relationship conflicts, career challenges, or simply seeking more peace and authenticity, these four simple agreements offer a practical framework for transformation. The book's enduring popularity, over 8.5 million copies sold and translations in 46 languages, speaks to how deeply these principles resonate across cultures. From Oprah Winfrey to Ellen DeGeneres, countless influencers have embraced these teachings because they work. They address the root causes of human suffering rather than merely treating symptoms. We see reality through filters of beliefs, judgments, and past experiences, like looking at ourselves in a smoke-covered mirror where only basic shapes are visible. This smoky mirror represents our accumulated beliefs and agreements, many unconsciously inherited from our culture. Two people can witness the same event yet form entirely different interpretations because we respond not to reality itself, but to our perception of it. Our personal dream. Modern neuroscience confirms what the Toltec knew. Our brains actively construct experience based on sensory input filtered through our expectations and beliefs. From birth, we absorb rules about how to be in the world. Parents, teachers, and society implant what Ruiz calls the Book of Law, an internal rulebook dictating our sense of right and wrong, acceptable and unacceptable. This domestication process occurs through punishment and approval. When children's natural behaviors are met with disapproval, they learn this part of you is wrong. This creates an internal judge that monitors our thoughts and actions, typically far harsher with ourselves than we would be with others. Alongside this judge sits the victim, the part that feels shame and inadequacy from failing to meet impossible standards. Words create reality. When you tell yourself negative messages like, I'm not good enough, you're planting seeds in your mind that grow into your self-perception. Speaking negatively about others similarly shapes a world of judgment and separation. The misuse of words creates what Ruiz calls black magic, using language to spread fear and suffering. Gossip is a prime example, poisoning both the subject's reputation and the minds of those speaking and listening. Being impeccable with your word means using language consciously to create beauty and truth. It means speaking with integrity and extends to your internal dialogue, where many maintain self-criticism they would never direct at others. This agreement isn't about forced positivity, but rather speaking truth with clarity and compassion. It's about using language responsibly, acknowledging its power to both create and destroy. Imagine wearing an invisible shield that protects you from others' opinions and actions. While don't take anything personally may be the most challenging agreement, it's essential for emotional freedom. When someone criticizes you, it feels personal. Your instinct is to defend yourself or counterattack. But what others say and do is a projection of their reality, not yours. Their words and actions reflect their programming, fears, and beliefs, not your worth. For example, if a colleague harshly dismisses your idea at work, their response reveals more about them than you. Perhaps they feel threatened by new ideas or are having a difficult day. Their reaction isn't about your value. This agreement doesn't mean ignoring valid feedback. Rather, it means separating others' reactions from your self-worth. You can acknowledge mistakes without believing you are one. When you're no longer controlled by others' opinions, you gain the freedom to act authentically instead of seeking constant approval. You become immune to manipulation through praise or criticism. How much suffering comes from believing things that aren't true? We assume we know what others think, feel, or intend, and then react to these assumptions as if they were facts. Relationship conflicts often start with assumptions. She didn't call because she doesn't care, or he's quiet because he's angry. We build stories based on minimal information, then react emotionally to these stories rather than reality. The solution is simple but challenging. Ask questions. Clear communication requires the vulnerability to admit what you don't know. Instead of assuming your partner is upset, ask, "I notice you're quiet tonight. Is everything okay?" This extends to assumptions about yourself. Self-limiting beliefs like, "I could never do that," or "I'm just not good at this," can prevent us from growing and exploring new possibilities. Assumptions are especially risky in cross-cultural contexts. What seems like rudeness might be politeness in another culture. What feels like intrusion might be an expression of care. Always do your best isn't about perfectionism, but rather about maintaining integrity while acknowledging that your capacity naturally fluctuates. Your best varies depending on circumstances. It might be exceptional when you're energized, or simply surviving when you're exhausted or unwell. This agreement frees you from regret and self-judgment. When you know you've given your current best, you can release the need for perfect results while maintaining personal integrity. It prevents both using limitations as excuses and holding yourself to unrealistic standards. Doing your best makes the other three agreements actionable. While you won't always perfectly follow them, this fourth agreement encourages you to be gentle with yourself while staying committed to the practice. It's about balance, avoiding both harsh self-criticism and complacent rationalization. What if heaven isn't a place you go after death, but a state of consciousness available now? The culmination of the Toltec path is creating what Ruiz calls the new dream, a personal reality based on love and truth rather than fear and illusion. Imagine perceiving the world through eyes unclouded by judgment or fear. Colors appear more vivid, connections feel more authentic, and difficulties are approached with wisdom rather than resistance. This is the new dream, not an escape from reality, but a clearer perception of it. Creating this new dream begins with recognizing your power as a dreamer. Your perception creates your experience, and by changing the agreements that govern your perception, you change the dream you're living. The process involves replacing fear-based agreements with love-based ones. Instead of, "I must be perfect to be worthy," you embrace, "I am worthy as I am." Rather than, "The world is dangerous," you recognize, "Life contains both challenges and beauty." This transformation requires patience and persistence. Each time you notice yourself caught in the old dream, you have an opportunity to choose again, to realign with love and truth.